Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. 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 Baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the
Diva Squad,
episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You are now on live with your divas. You got Long Island's lady, Miss Mo Better, in the building.
We got Ray Queen in the building, and we got Storm in the building. Ram! Welcome, welcome, folks.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. How's everybody doing this week? Home day.
All right, all right.
Okay.
I can't complain.
It's still chill. Okay, here we go. It was still quite the stadium was still cheering for us, you know what I'm saying? The excitement, the anticipation of being on live with your divas is just that high, you know what I'm saying?
They love us. They love us.
Yes, anybody that's on the internet that is listening, if you want to call in and get in on our topic, the number is 646-716-9789. And to go on live, you have to press the 1. This is an adult show. We promote 18 and older callers. We're not biased over here. We speak with a civil tongue, and we deal on everybody's opinion. Everybody has a right to their own opinion. So at times, there's no real right or wrong situation. Everybody has their own opinion. So we handle things on an adult level here. This is a platform where we just open up to discuss everyday topics, things that we hear in our everyday lives, you know, so we're not shouting at the radio. We get a chance to express ourselves over here. And we like to have that, for y'all to have the same experience to express yourself. So that's what we do over here. We're not licensed psychologists, so we're not really here to fix anybody. However, we will support you in any way that we can. That's in our power, you know. Hopefully you'll hear something in one of our topics as far as advice and stuff goes that you can use and take it and use it in your life or share it with somebody else so they can use it in theirs. And on that note, I just want to give a shout-out to anybody that's celebrating a birthday. Celebrate responsibly. Happy birthday. It's still Gemini season. So I'm not going to get into specifics because I'm just not there right now, but happy birthday to anybody that's celebrating. Celebrate responsibly. If you're going out drinking and driving, call Uber or Lyft or Carry or whoever you get.
Happy birthday to Princess Diora. She's celebrating her birthday today. Yes. She's the big one.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Diora.
Oh, my God.
Well, hello. Happy self.
Yeah, Princess Diora is the big one. They're celebrating tonight in the Bronx.
That went so fast. Oh, my God. I'm just like, that just went quick.
It feels like it just flew right by. Like time is just
so cute.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Don't rush her.
She has this like little personality though, you know, you gotta love it. She has this little personality.
Yeah.
And she's just I'm trying to get her to, like, come to me and stay with me. I think Rich Money got a little jealous over the weekend because she put her hands up when I said, come here, put my hands towards her. And she put her hand up and she came to me. He looked like, what the heck? But then she cried, so I gave her back, but chill. it was just that initial, like, I'm coming.
Yeah. You got the experience now. You done broke the mold. It's all good now.
Yeah. So it's nice. So definitely happy birthday to her today. It's her birthday. Yeah. And you know what? The official birthday, too. So.
Wow.
So happy birthday to Princess Diora.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, so.
There you go. Oh, you right, Queen.
I'm going to leave that to you because I can't say.
me.
Yeah, so that's, I just wanted to give a shout out to her. And then, of course, you know, Pastor Doja's been gone. So Father's Day, and, you know, that was a little rough for us, you know, for Unity Baptist Church. So definitely want to say, you know, have everybody in our prayers and stuff. And with graduations coming up this weekend and next weekend, summer, throughout the summer, you know,
oh,
only thing I want to say is just please be safe, be safe,
yes.
be safe.
Yes.
You know, the drinking and driving, you know, the going to the house parties for graduations and stuff like that, and the drinking and fighting. You know, I tell everybody every year, I feel like around this time is when all the accidents start happening, you know, with our young kids, you know.
That's
so
true.
I don't know. You know, I was going to say, I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel like this is the, this around this time moving forward is when the accidents happen and we lose a lot of our youth. So I definitely
you have those graduation parties and,
yes.
you know, they hanging out with their friends and all of that stuff turning up. And you know what? And you know, some of them are just, it ain't even the fact that they turn up. Some of them are just inexperienced.
It's
the other driver, and they don't really know how to handle the situation.
Yeah, my daughter has a group of I think like 18 people going to Six Flags next week. So they have a couple of carloads going, and I'm like, okay, well, who's your designated driver, and who else is a designated driver? And she's like, oh, well, one of the guys is taking his test Friday. So I'm thinking in my head, well, you're not riding in that car. She said, oh, no, I'm a driver, Mom. I don't trust people's driving. So I'm like, well, good.
I know that's right.
Awesome. Yeah.
Thank God.
Awesome driver. So, yeah.
Thank God.
One of the vehicles.
Thank God.
Yeah.
But every year we lose some of our youth. And even I wanted to, I actually wanted to talk about, my mom was telling me about how, what's it? I'm probably going to get it wrong. I should have researched it better. How there was just an accident recently that took place, and the girls was going to a ceremony.
Event.
Yes, they was going to a school event. Oh my God, so heartbroken. Like I was just like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, and that just
the girl's funeral was Friday.
Oh my God, that is like
her
the ultimate.
Her uncle works on my job.
Oh my God, really?
And the kid that hit them got distracted by something in his car, and he hit the back of him. He hit the back of the car.
Wow.
Oh, that's what happened.
Just terrible, guys.
Only one person died. The one girl died. The rest of them were in the hospital and, you know, had a lot of stuff going on.
Just terrible, but you know, but it also shows you also that as much as we, you know, lecture our youth, but I feel like sometimes it's not our youth. Sometimes it's the other drivers who could be doing the right thing 110%, but then there's always that possibility that you might encounter someone who is texting on their phone, who had too much to drink.
Right.
You know, it's
distracted. Yeah.
You know,
distracted driving.
It's so sad. So sad.
And that's why I keep telling myself too, because I find myself my phone a ping or something, and I find myself picking it up. Like I said, I have to train myself to a better habit. Like put the phone inside your pocketbook and put the pocketbook on the floor or something, to where you're not tempted. You know what I mean? I have to beat the temptation, because it just takes a split second. Believe it or not, it doesn't take a whole lot of time. A split second, you just take your eye off the road. And boom, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's crazy because certain things you do out of force of habit. And, you know, people paying with their lives for those habits.
And, go ahead, Deepa.
I have been renting vehicles lately, like every other weekend, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But these cars now, let me tell you. If you drive out of the line, the car will swerve itself back inside the line. If you put your signal on, the car will let you know that someone is in your blind spot, so don't move over.
Mm.
I mean, these cars are so – they not only do they have the backup cameras, there's a camera all around the car.
Wow.
So that technology.
The technology that these cars have.
Mm-hmm.
So amazing. Like, I was swerving in the car. I felt steering wheel and heard a beep, beep, beep. And I'm like, what the? Oh, this car is equipped with You know,
I need to upgrade. I need to upgrade too.
Yes, absolutely.
Wait, I'm still trying to get my car to beep when I back up, when I back it up too close. I'm still trying to figure out where the beep, 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 beep for that go. Shoot. That manual
I
is not
I need an upgrade. Shoot.
That
beep, beep, beep,
gosh,
beep, beep.
Yeah.
I guess it's so many inexperienced drivers that they need stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, that you know, that actually is going to bring me to my next point, which I was going to ask, ladies. What y'all think about the undocumented people being able to get driver's license in New York?
I'm against it. I'm sorry. Not sorry.
Well, let me, I'm crazy, right? All right, let me just say one more thing, because that's our topic, right? One of the
mm-hmm.
topics for tonight, right? Okay, so I just want to, I don't know, Rachel, if you know them, but I definitely want to say rest in peace to Hank's family. He used to work at TruTech in Riverhead. He was a supervisor at the chemical plant there that our parents used to work
at.
Yeah,
I remember him.
Okay,
yeah.
He died on Saturday. He had cancer before he moved to Ohio, because remember the plant closed.
Yes,
so the plant closed, moved to Ohio. He passed away in Ohio. The cancer took over his body. So I just mentioned to Mom that I was going to say rest in peace to his family, you know, because it was
absolutely.
Just a sad, you know, like when she got the news, it was kind of like she was just shocked. So I have it written down for me not to forget, so I wanted to to mention it, you know, from New York to Ohio, you know, we send our condolences, you know,
yes,
to you guys
absolutely.
Out there, because I don't know if you guys, him and his wife, they moved out there. They sold their house in New York, and they moved down to Ohio, and from the moment he touched ground in Ohio, he was just sick as ever, you know. So, you know, definitely rest in peace from, you know, New York to, you know, from New York to Ohio, and sending our deepest condolences to the Jones family right here, actually, in Elmont. They, it's our chair family, the dad went away to Florida when we had Summit and World. He went away to Florida. He had, I guess, injured his shoulder. He came back to New York in, I want to say, May. He had surgery in June, and he passed away on Saturday due to a blood clot.
A blood clot.
So, and I only say that to say this. People might think that we're having these minor surgeries, but that's a prime example of how there's no such thing as a minor surgery. You know what I'm saying? You definitely have to make sure that, you know, when I tell anybody, you better pray, pray for the hands, pray for the doctors, you know, pray for everyone in the room. So I want to definitely say rest in peace to the Jones family. We're praying for you guys, and we're going to try and make one of the, you know, the viewings, you know, or the funeral, just to show our support, you know, to the family, because he does have a wife and a daughter, you know, and it's just a sad situation. You know, the daughter found him, you know, at the house. So, definitely just want to, you know, say we're praying for you guys. We're praying with you guys, you know, on behalf of, you know, GQ Palace Radio. We send our condolences to you guys, you know, and our package is definitely coming to you, and we're putting stuff together just to be able to, you know, show our token of our appreciation and just show our gratitude to you and how grateful he has been. And I believe, I don't want to get it wrong, but I believe that he was a lieutenant. And everything will be, you know, handled and taken care of and so forth, you know, but just from a family aspect, you know, from a cheer family aspect, we send our love and our condolences to you. So just wanted to say that before I, you know, but yes, Diva, I'm sorry. What was your topic again? I'm sorry, my love.
About, you know, like I said, we were speaking about, you know, inexperienced drivers and stuff like that. But New York just passed, signed a bill that immigrants are allowed to get driver's license here in New York State. Now, I for the life of me, I don't understand if they're here illegal, how the hell are they going to get licensed?
Exactly.
What's the real agenda? I want to know.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah, but I'm still trying to figure out if they're here illegally. How they getting
on? How are they getting? You know, that just shows you sometimes the greed. Now they're claiming that the reason that they are doing this is because it'll save on accidents and that more people can get insurance but again, just because they have license doesn't mean that the car that they're driving is going to be registered in their name, or you know, or even if it's them that is on a license. So if they're over here without any documentation, how the heck are they getting licensed?
I don't get it.
Sorry, I have indigestion.
I totally do not understand it. I just don't get it. If they're undocumented, are they're allowing them to get the driver's licenses so that they can keep up with these people? Or what is the purpose? Like, what
That's
is the
what
agenda
I said.
If there's a hidden agenda?
Yeah,
like
what is the agenda? What are they really trying to prove by doing that? Okay, so they are allowed to get licensed. Okay, so are you gonna are you gonna start taxing them when it comes to employment and stuff like that? I don't get it. I'm not understanding, and I'm hoping that if somebody is on the line that can explain this to me a little more, because I'm struggling.
If they're not legally here. That now we're saying they don't even have a visa, a temporary visa. They're undocumented. They snuck over here. The minute they go to get a driver's license or whatever, let me back up a little bit. They can't work. When technically you shouldn't be working on the books if you're undocumented. So most of them are off the books. Or they're on the system. So how are they even paying for their car insurance if they technically are not supposed to be working?
It's just so many unanswered questions. Like, what is Cuomo thinking? Because right now it's only New York, as far as I know. New York's the only state has approved it.
I would think that we would be doing a lot.
I'm baffled. I'm really baffled because what I don't understand is you come here illegally and you can still get our benefits, okay? And I can't even get no damn food stamps. I can't get no Medicaid. I can't get nothing. And I'm complaining, okay, whatever. But, yeah, I can't get nothing. I can't get no assistance. I can't get nothing at all. But, yeah, you come, you get the benefits, so you're able to have the benefits. Now you're able to get a driver's license, right? So that therefore you could drive. But yet there's no requirement for you to have legal documentation for here. And when you work, you guys work using someone else's Social Security number.
Yeah,
so I'm confused because I worked at factories. I know. You know what I'm saying? I know what it is.
Yep.
I know that. And not for nothing, the employers know exactly what it is because they'll say, oh, do they have papers? You know, their papers, not someone else's papers. Do they have papers?
Right.
So you guys know exactly what it is. So I think that it's very unfortunate living here where we are now in the situation that we're in. And there's so many different things going on where people are able to come and they're able to live the American dream, I guess you can say.
And they're living better than us, driving better cars than us, and able to spend their family's money and stuff. And here we are
because
struggling.
They allowed them
to
open businesses and everything.
I'm going to tell you something. And you guys might not agree with me now. You might not agree with me. Okay, you ready? You might not agree with me, but they do stick together better than other people stick together.
Absolutely.
And mind you, they don't mind living in a house with a whole bunch of people, meanwhile, while everybody's stacking, saving their money so that they can get their own and help more people come here, and they can get a business and stuff like that. See, people, they stick together better than we do.
Absolutely.
And I'm a little confused.
Way better.
I'm a little confused now. Help me with it. Y'all stick together better than some of the black communities where you can't even get people to support you.
I'm going to tell you something, and a lot of people might not agree with me either. It's like we're the major race that bucks against each other. Not to say that it doesn't happen in other races, but from what I see, it's us always bucking. We can never get together on an accord, though, and you constantly got us bickering against each other and back and forth for absolutely no reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's not to say that it's not happening in other races, but like why we can't grow as a people. Like, you go in a Chinese restaurant, who you see working there? Chinese people. You go in a Spanish store, guess who you see working in there? Spanish people. You go in a white store, a Caucasian or any other store, all you see is Spanish people now working. You understand? So it's
all
just,
of my, listen, there's delis where around we at? Me. That delis around that I was in a month ago, and I go into it this week, and it done turned into a bodega. Okay, where's the regular delis at around me now? They're all turning into these Spanish bodegas.
They know how to help each other, okay?
Yeah.
They know how to stick together. They know how to save their money, and they know how to branch and take over. And that's unfortunate.
It's not even solely that, though. The reason why they're growing with these bodegas and stuff is because they get a credit. They can open a business here. They can come here as an undocumented person and open a business up to 7 years, tax-free.
How?
Tax-free. I don't know how it works or how that happened, but it does.
Tax-free.
Let me tell you something. They ain't got to pay no taxes on it. So
wow,
it's out in Greenport where I'm from, they have turned houses into bodegas.
Wow,
I mean literally houses on a corner right across the street from the grocery store into bodegas.
Wow,
oh my god,
and that's my reaction. I was like, wait a minute, is that a doggone bodega? They like, yes. I'm like, wait a minute. Are you serious? I mean, literally, it was a house. It's now a bodega.
Wow.
But again, I'm not mad at them for stacking their coins and sticking together and all that. I'm not even mad at them.
Yeah, they're doing the damn thing.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm not mad at you either. But only thing that I want to say is, America should make it easier for us to do it ourselves as well. Let us start a business and let it be 7 years tax-free.
Thanks.
Like, give us the opportunity that you give everybody else is what I want to know. But I also want to know from you divas, what y'all think about Trump. Talk about he running again.
Oh, he could run all he wants.
Oh, Lord.
Say that again
in another language.
You know.
You know what?
I had to say, I had to ask y'all. I had to ask you.
it's crazy. Everybody under his cabinet either quit, got fired, or is in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Or is in jail. And they keep saying our economy is the greatest. Oh, the greatest. What's so great about the economy now that hasn't been going on?
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, they're using the undocumented people over here as his tactic about building a wall and everything. But most of the people that are out there supporting him are the ones who has those undocumented workers working for them.
You
understand what I'm saying? It's people like you with these businesses and corporations that are going and picking these guys up because now you're not paying employee tax, number one. Number two, they live in most of the houses that they own, so whatever money they make, they're recycling their money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So y'all keep talking about Trump and building a wall. That's not really the y'all fight here. Y'all doing it because he gets the tax. He gives all of those rich people tax breaks. Excuse me, I got the hiccups.
but it's the truth. But it's the absolute truth.
It's true. You know, but my question about Trump is, what do y'all think about him saying that he doesn't need to apologize for what he's done with the Central Park Five. I don't know if y'all been following the story or whatever.
I you know what, I have been, and it makes me nauseous that being in such a powerful position that you can't acknowledge when you're wrong.
When
you know,
you're wrong.
When you
That's
can't acknowledge when you're wrong. That's the only thing, and when I tell you, it makes my skin crawl because I feel like this was something major. This wasn't
Absolutely.
Something minor. This was major. This was nationwide.
Yes.
And you
yes.
wanted these boys to die and rot somewhere, and
a whole
you
page,
were wrong.
A whole ass.
You see what I'm saying? So I feel
because,
like that's a
I
coward
definitely.
Move. That's a punk
yeah.
move that you can't acknowledge when you
Even
are wrong.
Oprah. Even Oprah,
you need to acknowledge when you're
yeah.
wrong. Accountability, accept responsibility,
Oprah.
And you should apologize for your actions in there. You should apologize to everybody, but you should apologize to each individual as
mm-hmm.
a whole because you threw their life away before someone could even say, you know what, they're innocent.
Right.
Now they're innocent and you still can't say sorry? Nah, that's bad.
He wanted them
that's
dead.
Absolutely
he wanted them
horrible.
Dead.
You might as well
yep.
say off with your head. Let's lynch you then. That's what you might as well say.
Yep.
That's what he. That's pretty much what he was saying. Oh, they deserve to die. You.
Yep.
I said somebody flush that piece of shit, because that's what he is.
For real.
And there's no sugarcoating.
Absolutely.
You understand
Did
what
y'all
I'm
see?
Saying? And I, like I said, the people that actually justifies and the things that he says and does, you're even worse than he is because you know what he's saying is
yeah.
wrong. You understand what I'm saying?
Follow-up?
The stuff he does.
Did y'all see Oprah? Oprah's
No, I missed the interview.
Oh, my goodness. She had Ava DuVernay, who is, I think she's the main
she's
one. She picked
the
out,
producer.
She picked out, yes,
she's
she picked out all
producer,
the characters.
Ava DuVernay,
they
yeah.
also had all of the actors and actresses on stage. And
mm-hmm.
And after the actors and actresses after Oprah interviewed them and spoke with them, all of the five guys came on stage. They all came out, and we got to listen to each of them talk. However, I paid attention to each and every one of them. The one that endured the most, trauma.
Yeah,
was
Corey.
The one that volunteered
mm-hmm.
that to
mm-hmm.
go down.
Corey Wise.
Yeah, he went down to support his friend because he promised his mother
yeah,
that
Corey
he would go home.
Mm-hmm.
He endured the most pain because he was, you know, assaulted and all that stuff.
Yeah,
he
was almost killed.
If you see this man, if you definitely y'all have to see it. If y'all see this man on stage, you can tell that he is, excuse my language, fucked up. To this very day, and it hurt me. I cried watching this man. He couldn't even
mm-hmm.
speak. He was obviously, I don't know if he was medicated or, but I cried and just watching this man because he's so hurt. He can't even talk. He's not, he won't even sit up tall. He won't even look straight. He looks so upset.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have to watch this interview. Especially the end when the five come out.
I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna
YouTube it. I'm gonna go YouTube it because
I
missed
it. Contact me, text me or whatever when after you do see it. Maybe I'll group message or whatever. I'm like, I gotta talk to somebody about this. This man is so sad. He's broken.
Yeah. But you know what? But you know what? Let me tell you something. I don't know anybody from what I've seen. To have, you know, to have your manhood taken from you, to have
Ooh.
Your self-esteem destroyed on plenty occasions. Listen,
mm-hmm.
the help that he needs,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know if they can give him that help that he needs.
Right.
He needs some
yeah.
intense therapy. You know,
yep.
like you were destroyed as a human, and that's why I feel like that's a coward move that he
mm-hmm.
won't apologize. Because he destroyed them. He destroyed people's lives.
Uh-huh.
And you get to walk around like everything's fine? I don't know.
Some of them, they all spoke, but like I said, Corey, like, he couldn't even get his words out. He just shook his head and just, you could tell he just wanted to break out and cry. But some of the guys, one or two of the guys were talking about therapy and how their, you know, their kids are and their families are. And he said, you know, I would encourage people to go to therapy, you know, and I attempted it, but I felt myself just ready to crash, ready to break down. I'm not ready to address that yet. I'm not ready to address that person because I've moved on. I'm trying to move on. I can't even go to therapy. I cannot go to therapy because I'm not ready to touch those, you know, those emotions.
Those demons,
yeah.
Those emotions,
yeah,
that are just hidden.
Lord,
and those emotions that you don't want to let out.
But
you know what?
Any person...
Go ahead.
Just think how this was created by created by the demon himself. Like, you know what I'm saying? And again, what's the raggedy ass district attorney named Linda? Whatever her name is, was so determined just to have
Linda
his case closed, and because there was a group of black children, it's just so disgusting. Forget the money. Why aren't charges being filed when y'all know this lady? She deliberately lied. And now they're claiming that if the cops are allowed to lie to people to get information. But you got information that was totally wrong out of it.
Right.
Lying is one thing. Lying about it is one thing. But y'all force these kids to lie. You understand what I'm saying? Now, why can't charges be brought up upon that? Like, y'all really mess these people up mentally. They're destroyed forever. Even if they appear to have moved on, they will never forget that.
They'll never be the same.
A lot of people. A lot of people don't know the story from when it first happened. They only know it from now. And to see it now is even worse.
I remember it happening, but I never paid too much attention to it. And when my daughter came home from college last month, she was talking about it, Mom, something about the five guys in the Central Park case. And I said, yeah, I remember that, whatever. She said, you know, there's a documentary or whatever of it on Netflix. I'm like, no. She says it's called How They See Us or When They See Us. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. She says, Mom, you have to watch it. And then right after that, I saw it on Facebook, people, you know, talking about it, and some people say it was, you know, too emotional to watch, and they're trying to watch it. I'm like, you know what, let me. And then we spoke about it a little bit the week before last, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I watched it. And then I made sure I watched the interview on the Oprah show. But my daughter was mainly speaking about the lady Linda worked at her college, and how they were trying to get this petition signed to have her investigated. And before we even finished signing the petition, she resigned. And then they were trying to get the authors or the people that were signing her or signing her books with her, or whatever, illustrators, whatever, to drop her. So. I'm like, okay, well, let me really look into this. So it became a big thing to me. So now I'm like all over it. And then, you know, to hear things like Trump didn't want to apologize. I wish I was like dead in the middle of this. And you know, like I'm wondering, what can I do? You know, what can I do? Because I want to do more. I want to help, you know, especially seeing, like I said, watch that Oprah Winfrey. Interview. It's just so sad. And then the actors were crying as the five were up on stage talking. It was just so emotional.
Because you just couldn't imagine. You can't even fathom, like, to go through that. And then to see how many people that they turned against those kids, because you see how the CO and stuff acted with Corey. Like, I mean, I literally cried, like, tears, like, bawling, crying. Like, Mom, what happened?
Mm-hmm. I said, watch when you see when they see us. She couldn't even get through the second episode.
Yeah.
Couldn't even get through it.
Yeah.
She couldn't even do it. I said, that's just how emotionally it has you. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, this is not just some story that was up on Netflix. This is real life events.
Right.
But again, for that piece of shit, Donald Trump, to say that, well, when I spoke to of course the prosecutor's going to say they should have been convicted because it was her that was doing the convicting. Knock it off.
Mm-hmm. But can I ask you a question?
Oh, there's good people on both sides. When the people on the them demons down running people down with their cars and stuff. He really is. He is a toilet.
Uh-huh.
And don't nothing come out of his mouth with a bunch of shit. And like I said, anybody that supports him is full of crap.
But do you guys think that everybody, like, do you feel like when, not just this case, but cases in general, do you feel that when there's someone that goes to jail for wrongful imprisonment or whatever, do you feel like they should be held accountable? Like, I know they're quick to give, like, a money judgment, but how do you feel the prosecutors and stuff, do you feel that everyone should be held accountable, or do you just believe that because they have this thing that's called, they just have to show, like, reasonable doubt, you know, like, there has to be a little bit of evidence that might link them to that case or that crime in order for them to be convicted guilty. Do you feel that it should be more than that? Do you feel people should be held accountable as a whole? Like, not just, I mean, I know we're talking about, you know, Trump and him apologizing, but so many different people play so many different roles. I'm just curious to see, how do you guys feel like that should be handled? Because there's so many people getting out of jail now after doing so many years in jail, 30, 40 years in jail people are doing, and they're getting out, but their life is already destroyed. And how do you feel about
that? Well, I know I do. I can't say we. I'm just going to say me. I know how the justice system, number one, you see most of the people that were in prison are black and brown people. This system, number one, was never designed to protect or help us. It was always designed to hold us back. So, you know, they'll hold them, like I said, like the movie Life, how Martin and Eddie, and again, that's a movie, but that stuff is really happening. The proof is all over the news. You know, how you get arrested, you serve so many years, and after 30 or 40 years, they knew from day one that those people was innocent, but they still gonna get, that's that Jim Crow.
That's
Jim Crow right there. And it's fine. Mm-hmm. And that's who runs our system. The people from the Jim Crow era. The ones that are making these laws are from the Jim Crow era. And I'm telling you, for anybody that is into books or whatever, you read the book, you read up on stuff on Jim Crow and how he programmed his own people to program our people. You know what I'm saying? And it works. It works. Mass incarceration and all of that stuff. You understand? So when again, when they thought slavery was over, it like I said, it was never abolished. It was only pacified and readjusted. So we're going to take away. We are no longer allowed to own you, but we own everything else. So we can control what we allow you to have. So it's the same thing. It's a catch 22.
I just think that it's so unfortunate, though, because, you know, it's like how is anyone ever supposed to prosper? How is anyone else, like, supposed to be able to survive? It's either if you get mixed up with the wrong crowd or be in the wrong situation at the wrong time, then automatically you're guilty, you know? You're guilty, and that's it.
You're guilty because
no matter
of
what.
Color of your skin. The color of your skin is used as a weapon. It's a weapon to Caucasian people. Now, I'm not going to just say Caucasian people either, because there's other people that are very prejudiced against us, and that's including Haitian people, Hispanics. No, I'm Puerto Ricans. I'm not going to say all Hispanics. Puerto Ricans, they don't like black American people. And this is stuff I've experienced. This is not stories that I've heard. You understand? Because they feel that we are overprivileged, spoiled people. Like, listen, Let me tell you something. I can show you bills and everything else just like everybody else. We're not sitting around here on no public assistance waiting for somebody to take care of me, nor am I sleeping with a man for a dollar. So where do you come up with that notion? Let me tell you, man. Stuff gets deep. People, you got to pay attention to.
Where am I spoiled? What am I, you know, what am I getting?
What do I have? What do I have that you want? You understand?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
What do I have that you feel you're lacking? I can't help to where I was born. You understand? Or where I grew up or how we lived or whatever. I had no control over that. Neither do you. You understand? So
right.
They feel like, oh, they're down in deplorable situations and less fortunate countries that we, you know, felt like we are above them or something. Like, listen, you blame your government for how your country is, because blame the greed of your government.
Right. It's just terrible, you know. It's really bad, and
it's crazy.
Like when you think of it, it's like I feel bad for everyone, you know, not just you know myself and my family. I feel bad for everyone because it's like one of those situations where sometimes you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, damned if you're educated, damned if you're not, you know.
Yeah,
it's like you have to. I feel like we have to walk around and know how to play the game in order to survive. And that's the sad part. It's like who's
right.
in charge of the game, so I know how
right.
well I need to play it in order for me to make it. You know,
right?
The saying goes, "Only God can judge me," and it's a shame that we have these judges and these lawyers and these prosecutors and stuff, you know, making decisions for people like the five guys, and meanwhile. Every single person that aided in those boys being arrested and anything that happened to those boys are the ones that are the criminals.
Absolutely.
They should be, in
they
my
are the
opinion,
real criminals.
Prosecuted
yep.
themselves. Every single one of
yep.
them should, something
yep.
should happen to them. But karma has
yeah.
its day. Karma has
yeah.
its day.
I know that's right. But before
I believe that karma does have its day. I do believe it, and I do believe that karma does come back 10 times over. But, you know, I just I feel like while we're living this here and now,
I
it's like people.
Karma. I can't wait
yeah,
for karma.
It's like sometimes I got to give a little assistance. And,
yep.
you know, just
yep.
a tad bit, just enough to let that karma take the rest of it, you know, and
yeah,
take
yeah,
control
yeah,
over
exactly.
the rest.
And by
you know,
us, and by
just,
us
just,
talking about it on the show tonight and people listening and you know, sharing the link and all that stuff,
right.
I feel that, you know, we are doing something, you know. I wish that there,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
we all wish that there was more that we could do.
Wish
there
was
however.
More to do, though, you know.
Yeah, of
I
course.
Wish there was
yeah.
more to do. I wish
yeah.
that, you know, as being, you know, African American, I just wish that we all came together in a different way
yeah.
in order for
yeah.
us to really, you know, I feel
yeah.
like we come together when it comes time. I've said it before, we come together when it comes time to like rally and stuff like that, or when something happens, we come together. But I feel like it's just really not a lot of people uplifting each other and sticking together. I feel like everyone's always in so much competition with each other that it's,
yeah.
it's impossible for people to really make it the correct way, because when you talk about how you want to excel and you want to move and you want to survive, it's hard when you got, as much as you're climbing up that ladder, it's always
right.
somebody that wants you to drop back down that ladder or got the power
yeah, yeah.
to make you drop back five times, you know, five steps.
Jealousy.
Or move
jealousy.
Forward. You know, it's like, I feel like there's not a lot of people uplifting and motivating each other, and I feel that's where we lack. As being Americans, we lack with that, you know, because we do need each other to survive, and it does take a village to raise our children. But when it comes down to us raising our children and showing them the right thing, I just feel like there's not a lot of it, and I just wish there was more people
you know
uplifting
what, no,
each other and
Storm,
motivating.
A lot of that stuff comes back from, again, the Jim Crow era as well. Like I said, you have to read it, because
mm-hmm.
it gets so deep, and it just shows how we were so deprived and enslaved that it made us enemies against each other. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And a lot of that stuff, a lot of that carried on. So, you know, you see now we figure looking like, oh, a lot of, you see more interracial couples and stuff like that, and you ask yourself how. You understand? Like, how could you not, you know, really want to be with somebody on your own? Because for some reason, we don't feel that each other was in the same struggle. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, your struggle was bigger than mine or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know.
It's crazy.
I agree, and then I disagree. Because, you know, I do have a child with, you know, that is biracial, you know.
Right.
And when I grew up, you know, I know the circle of which we kept was a little
uh-huh.
different. Like, I'll speak, you know, for myself. And I know that in my own little bubble of which I was in growing up on Flanders Road in Riverhead, you know,
uh-huh.
I feel like in that era, that with our little community, I can
uh-huh.
say that there was people who were, you know, that was living in the Jim Crow era, yes. But
uh-huh.
I can also tell you that I remember having a couple of Caucasian people who they definitely wasn't living in that era, because when I tell you, they welcomed us over to their the Foxes,
right.
Rachel, perfect
right.
example.
Absolutely.
You know, like they didn't see color, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I believe
no,
that there's
right.
a lot of people that does still see it and did see it back then, but I know
mm-hmm.
that in our immediate, I didn't see it. Now,
yeah,
I'm
mm-hmm.
not going to say I didn't see it. I'm not going to say I didn't see it that as time went on and I came out with this biracial baby that I didn't see it, because
right.
I did. I'd be
right.
lying if I said I didn't, because I did
right.
see it then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I did see it then, but not from that group of people. So I definitely want to,
right.
you know,
circle,
right.
right.
There is, but there
right.
is a lot of people who definitely live in that era, lived in that era, raised their kids in that era, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot of people out there who didn't see color. They didn't see.
Right.
They didn't.
No,
they weren't. You know,
not.
Condone
absolutely
like the slavery
not.
And stuff like that. Because I'm gonna tell
right.
you,
right.
you grew up with some fantastic Caucasian people, and I wouldn't take nothing from it. But Rachel,
mm-hmm.
I believe
uh-huh.
you know too. They welcomed us to their house. They
absolutely.
Were good friends. They were
I
the nice
over,
them.
And
you know,
yeah,
right.
We,
so
we
I definitely want to say.
We're
you
hanging
know,
out with white people and stuff
you know,
like that. It's it
but
was
there was
always
definitely
mixed,
you know
with us.
Now and I can point out
ever.
one of the things I can point out is, you know, I've had the baby by the black person and I had the baby by the white man. And when I tell
mm-hmm.
you, honestly, there's no damn difference. Everybody
right.
they
exactly.
they're both are still
an
one in which this exactly. It depends on
mm-hmm.
the person, you know, itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to tell anybody, if you could find that person that can love you for you and accept you for you, then you go
uh-huh.
ahead with that person. But
you
I'm gonna tell you,
I'd be lying
if I say that there wasn't plenty of days where the person that I was seeing didn't get beat up from the black kids and stuff like that, because they're like, oh, what you doing with her? The black kids was beating them up and stuff, acting like, when I tell you, it was terrible. So there
mm-hmm.
was a lot of stuff
mm-hmm.
where, like, they would beat him down 24/7
wow.
just
mm-hmm.
because. So there is people, black people, white people, who both grew up in that era, who all feel like, you know what, you're black. You shouldn't be with that white person. You should be
yeah.
with a black person, or you should be with a white person. There's a lot of people out there, and I want to just say that, to me, I don't care what color you are. Whatever makes you happy.
So
but you need to look further.
Rock out.
You need to look further. But you need to look further into that family history, because that family
right.
history is what's going to enlighten you on what your future is going to hold. See, because
right.
you can see the person that you're with, yes. But what you don't see is their parents and their parents and their parents. You don't see
right.
enough for them to know exactly where they came from. But once you start doing that, you might want to reconsider exactly who you're with. I'm just
mm-hmm.
saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that, because you might not see it initially, because that might not be what you are. But guess what?
Right.
That could be what your father is, your grandfather is, or your grandmother might be. And that's when you have to start being careful, because that's when people start to turn on you and things start to go a little different. So you, to me, you like who you want to like, but you better do that homework before you decide to make a baby with that person. So that might change your whole plan if you do your research first.
Don't go in there blinded. Like, listen, let me check this out. Let me see who this is. Like,
now, I'm going to tell you that now. That's one thing I can tell you from experience. You do your homework on these, on your ancestors, on their ancestors, because that's when you really get to see exactly the type of person that you're dealing with, because you need to know what the family look like. You need to know how their family moves, what the family talk about. Are they dropping end bombs at the end of the day? You want to do your homework on that, because that's really, that's going to tell you what you're getting yourself into.
Right.
So you like who you like. For me, I don't care who you like, but do your homework and make sure that you're willing to put in that fight, because when people start acting crazy because you're not with the same race, then you're going to have a problem. So the question would be then, how deep is your love? Are you going to take that ass open for that person that you with? Or is it easy just to keep on moving and leave it alone? Because everyone's going to have their day. People do it nowadays, too, when they see interracial couples. They start acting a fool sometimes.
They do.
They start acting a fool no matter where you go, from Southampton to New York City. It's the same thing.
You know what's crazy? Because when a black woman is with a white man, she catches havoc from her own, even from her own people's, too. Like, you know how they think that, oh, it's just the black, when black women have a problem with black men with white women, but black women catch it. They catch it, too. You know
They do.
From
they
both
do.
Sides, all sides, like, you know. It's, but, again, women just catch havoc, period. Y'all already know that. You know what I mean?
It's terrible, though. It's terrible. It's terrible, Divas. It's terrible.
Before we get off the line, I failed to mention this in the beginning of the show. My brother's having, which is his basketball team is called the Boulevard Boys.
What they doing?
And next month he's gonna take his team to Florida to Nationals, and he's actually looking for sponsorship. So,
Okay.
What's happening? What he's doing this weekend? I think on Friday. I think he's having a shoot-a-thon. So he's taking two of his team. He has four teams, but only two are going. The 15 and under and his varsity team. They're all going down to Nationals, and they're gonna shoot-a-thon. So whoever sponsors them, whoever is willing to sponsor or donate or whatever, for every dollar that they donate or whatever, then the kids will shoot. They have to shoot free throws for
them. Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
And it's anybody. So just, Angie, give out all the information. It's, can we contact you for it? Can we
go
to you for it?
You go on, it's called, you got to go on givingzone.com. It's called, it's Giving, GIVINGZONE.com. Giving Zone is how you get connected with the shoot-a-thon. And his team is called Boulevard Boys, BLVDBOYZ. It's called Boulevard Boys, and they're having a shoot-a-thon. The website will give you all the information about who they are and stuff like that and what it does. So, like I said, on Friday, if anybody wants to sponsor a kid or whatever, for every dollar or something, they donate, the kids will shoot free throws for them. So,
Excellent. Okay,
so that stuff will be on. Again, the website is Giving Zone, GIVINGZONE.com. And that will give you, I also have the information up on my Facebook page. I have a picture of the team, and I also have, I'm going to post it again too, the information about the shoot-a-thon, and you just go into the link, and the link will take you to where you can do your sponsorship. So, and no amount is too small.
like I said, he's just, you know, looking for sponsorship for the kids so he can take the kids down there to the ESPN Nationals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you, Diva, when you get a chance, on your thing, can you make it so we could share it also? To,
okay, yeah,
to
I'm
different...
see if I can make it public.
Okay. Yeah, so we could share it.
Yes.
So we could share it to multiple people too, because you know, look, you know, when I was doing my fundraising, girl, I did it to everybody and
their mothers, fathers, brothers,
you name it,
yeah.
I did it, and I did it like daily, you know. So
yes,
we could definitely
did.
Start promoting it daily and pushing and pushing and pushing, because
right.
the more people, you know, you share it to or you tell about it, the better, you know, it is. And there's a lot of people
right.
out there who do
right.
support more sports, you know.
Right.
So definitely, you know, I'll definitely share it, and you know, as well as donate as well. You know, we support
right.
the youth. You know, we're definitely interested in, you know, in supporting. But
oh,
and there was what? There was also and there's a 70s party on Saturday. If anyone's interested to go in there, this Saturday, the 22nd, tickets are $35. It's refreshments. Refreshments, DJ, you know, food. You could bring whatever your drink of choice is. What's the BOBYOBB? You know, you could. it's gonna be your best outfit, the best 70s outfit that you could wear.
Right.
You don't have to come dressed in 70s. You can bring whatever you want to, but the best dress will get a prize. So you know that's actually Tanja is. It's done by Tanjay's production, and
okay.
You can find her on Facebook also, or I'll also you can get tickets through me as well. I'll contact her for the tickets. Anyone that's interested going to that, I think it's from 7 to 12 or 7
okay.
to 1, something like that. Anyone interested in going to that, so Tanjay Productions, 70s party, so get your Afro one, you know. Put your big Afro on and your bell bottoms, and you know, go have a good evening there. You know,
okay.
You know, I wasn't even thought about because I was born in 78, but I'm just saying. But
right.
I had to say it. Okay. Yeah, but so guys, of course, time is of the essence at this point. I think it's like 9 o'clock. Oh, I cracked myself up. Yeah, so time is of the essence. I truly had a great show.
Yeah,
me too. Likewise.
Y'all are mad.
Oh, we had a great show. We had a great show this evening.
Yes,
I enjoyed myself.
Me
I,
too.
Of course, you know,
it's
I truly enjoyed myself. I laughed so much. Oh my God, I laughed so much. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. And rest in peace to all who passed away. Happy birthday to everybody. You know, Miss Mubetta's birthday is coming up, and she's not saying nothing. She just throwing it out there that it's her birthday. It's birthday. She's not saying what she doing, where we going, or nothing. But I'm catching on. But I'm not. I'm like, all right, what are we doing? You know. So I just want to, you know, I'm just
seconds.
You know putting that out. You know.
What
you know.
Day we
yes.
Do?
Huh.
24th.
25th.
Okay.
But she not saying nothing though. She not throwing it out there that we partying.
Nope.
We doing nothing.
She
not saying nothing.
Listen, I really didn't make any plans. I didn't.
You
I didn't.
Did
it? I didn't. What? Can you believe it? I haven't made.
No,
any
I don't
plans.
Believe that. I don't.
It's gonna be a spontaneous birthday.
Okay.
All right,
well,
we gotta,
you
we
know
gotta
why?
Put something. We gotta do something then.
It's just. I have graduation parties this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I'm actually going to be out east. I'm going to be out east this weekend, but the following weekend, I have no plans. Well, oh wait, the 29th, I have a party on the 29th. So if you ladies want to come, y'all let me know. Y'all come with me.
So we'll come with you. Then
it's up here and it's up in Patchogue. So if y'all want to roll with me, just let me know.
Well, that's probably the only time we get to celebrate with you anyway. So I'll be there with you on that weekend because you're so busy anyway.
Yeah.
So.
But again, I don't know if my children have anything planned and stuff like that. And
you know, I'm just be thanking God for another day. That's it. You know.
I know.
Whatever
Amen.
Happens.
Amen. Oh, and a big shout out to my stepfather, Reverend William James Smith. He is 91 or 92. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Rev. Happy birthday, Rev.
And my goddaughter, Brianna, Selena's daughter.
Yes,
happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
So, you know, I said my final thought, guys. You know, my little shout out, my little, you know, I gave mine. You know, I'm just excited to be with you guys another Wednesday, of course, with the Diva Squad.
Amen.
I'm enjoying myself with that. So, I definitely want to say it feels good to be back in the building with you beautiful ladies. And I'm looking forward to being with you guys more often. So,
yes, my queen. My queens, again, it's been a wonderful evening. We appreciate our callers and our listeners. And
we'll
catch y'all the same time next week.
That's right.
Again, y'all got to press that one because we see the lines be lit up, you know. And if y'all have anything that y'all want us to share on the show, you can email us. You can hit. We are on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, however.
LinkedIn. LinkedIn.
And you could also email us at geeque002@gmail.com. And we will, you know, we're not here to blow anybody up, expose anybody for anything. So everything is anonymous unless you state otherwise. So, you know, you can use a fake name if you must. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
So we're here to help you out.
All right, y'all. We'll have a... Well, we appreciate you, ladies.
Have a blessed night. I love y'all.
Yes. I love y'all
too. Have a blessed and safe weekend. See you guys next week.
Yes.
And I'll see
you.
Drop top pour, rolling on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B, straight stunning, can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and I change the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass, got all them boys cooked. We're from dollar bills, now we popping rubber bands.